deadly barrage of Russian rockets. I'm Pam Husso. Fox News. The Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia, which is home to Europe's largest nuclear power plant, has been pounded by Russia. Officials say at least 17 people are dead following strikes on apartment buildings and private homes. The attack comes after an explosion yesterday on a bridge linking Russia to Crimea.
That blast and subsequent fire decimating the road and train sections of the bridge, sending large pieces of concrete plunging into the water below. The Russians say three people died after a truck exploded, adding that an official investigation is underway into the owner of that vehicle.
Fox's Trey Yangst, the bombing on the bridge is another significant blow to Russia as the country's military suffers defeats on the battlefield. North Korea keeps firing weapons.
Two short-range ballistic missiles launched over the North Korean eastern coast. They say it's in response to the return of the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier to the region. Well, now there's growing concern about where the missiles were fired from, with Japan's defense minister saying they are investigating if the missiles were launched via submarine, which would increase the threat of a targeted strike on the U.S. or its allies.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Fox News has confirmed that face-to-face talks between U.S. officials and the Taliban have taken place in Qatar. Yesterday's meeting was the first since the U.S. killed al-Qaeda's leader in Kabul back in July. Shots were fired last night in the parking lot of a shopping mall in Tacoma, Washington. Police say two groups of people exchanged gunfire, then fled in cars. No one has turned up hurt, and cops have no suspects. Hurricane Julia has blown ashore in Nicaragua, dumping heavy rains and packing powerful winds. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Access to abortion was at the forefront of a visit to Texas by Vice President Kamala Harris. During a stop in Austin, she called the state's abortion ban immoral.
The future of this issue will be a function of our willingness to fight for this, understanding that, again, it is about freedom, it is about liberty, it is about justice.
On Saturday, the vice president also reminded people that the midterm elections that are just about 4 weeks away will matter. The vice president also attended a Democratic fundraiser but didn't spend any time at the southern border, which is still getting flooded with illegal migrants.
It is stunning numbers just a week into this first fiscal year, 2023. There's no signs of it slowing down. And make no mistake, this is a humanitarian crisis. Since I've been on the ground in a week, there have been over 10,700 migrants in just this Del Rio sector alone that have been apprehended.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Eagle Pass, Texas. In Arizona, shipping containers will be used to seal up another section of open border.
After closing 3,800 feet of open border wall in Yuma with 130 double-stacked shipping containers, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey now doing the same in Cochise County, where Sheriff Mark Daniels says border-related crime is surging.
In Cochise County, since January of this year till this week, we've had 926 border-related suspects. These are ones that have committed state crimes booked in my jail.
Democrats have called the temporary border solution too costly and not practical.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. It's a good day for a marathon in Chicago. 40,000 people are expected to participate today. There will be runners from all 50 states. The race starts in Grant Park and winds through 29 neighborhoods. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.